We're doing Birkei Avot with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We're holding the fourth chapter, the 12th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon had taught us, Yechevod Talmidecha Chaviv Alecha Kechvod Chavercha. The honor of your student should be as cherished as the honor of your disciple. It should be as cherished. Just as you wouldn't detract from your friend's honor, you shouldn't detract from the honor a student deserves. That we learned last week. Uchvod chavercha, and the honor of your friend should be kemora rabach, like the awe of your master, your teacher. Umora rabach, and the awe of your teacher should be kemora shamaim, like the awe of heaven. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. What does that mean, the awe? Bichlal amora, huakavod. Included in the word mora, or is the concept of honor. The in bichlal achavod mora, but honor doesn't necessarily encompass awe. Yes, awe is more encompassing. It encompasses honor and more. That's why honor is included when you say awe. But not every person you honor do you have awe of them. If you have awe of someone, you also honor them. Kmo she'amar, as the verse says in the prophet Malachi, Bein yechabed av, a son honors his father, ve'eved adonav, and a servant honors his master. Ve'im avani, ayei chevodi, Hashem says, if I'm the father, so where's my honor? Ve'im adonimani, if you prefer to look at me as your master, so then Hashem asks, ayei morai, where is your awe of me? Where is my the awe you owe me? So, in that pasuk, you see that initially Hashem said, a servant honors his master, and then Hashem says, if I'm the master, so then where's your awe? In other words, initially we spoke about honor, then we speak about awe, because awe encompasses honor. Amar, mora be'eved v'chavod be'ben, k'adavar kenu. The servant has a relationship of awe of his master. A son has a relationship of honoring his parent. It's not the same awe of Hizkir, Bekan, Mora, Larav, Ela, Shamaim, Shetzich Lirotam. He mentions here the term Mora, awe, which involves an element of fear, of a teacher and of heaven, because a person should have that awe of them. Ki Mora, Rav, Yesod, Mora, Shamaimu. Awe of the teacher is the foundation of awe of heaven. Al Kilimdot Torah, Belirot Hashem Elokam. Because the teacher taught him Torah and to have awe or fear of Hashem, his God. So, I'm not sure why those two go together. I'm not sure what's Pshat Rabbeinu Yonah over here. Because he teaches that to him. So, I think he's saying the awe is not for a different reason, because he might hit you. Because he's good looking. The awe is because of what he's supposed to have taught. That's the reason for mora. Ohevet haTorah, ohevet haChachamim. He who loves Torah loves the sages. Ve'yirei dvar Hashem, and then one has fear of the word of Hashem. Ve'lamlamed oto yirat shamayim lalecht b'derech tova, and he also has that respect, that awe, for he who teaches him how to be a God-fearing person and to go on the good path. Al ken ne'emar mora rabach. That's why we speak about this concept of awe of a teacher. So that's something that I don't know if a person, I guess a person could work on that trait. I guess it's a question of the perspective we have, how we choose to view the person we're learning by. I mean, it's easy to say, they have weaknesses like I have weaknesses. They're human just like me. It's true. They are. But we choose our perspective. And this is a perspective that maybe we're not familiar with coming from a secular world. I'm saying, you don't necessarily have this in secular knowledge. Awe, fear of the professor who's a master of let's say medicine, right? You're studying medicine under someone. You might be scared of him because he yells at you.
But do you have that element of awe because of what he knows, because of what he represents, because of what he teaches? You could. I don't think it's so common. In Torah, it's supposed to be. It's an important component in the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. It's a component that we tend to forget, as the Mishnah states elsewhere in Pirkei Avot, that we, because a Rebbe is, by his nature, very often going to be warm and close and kind and caring, so it's easy to forget this component of the relationship and to view him as a friend. And it's a balancing act, because on the one hand, one wants to develop a relationship with a Rebbe. On the other hand, this is an important component. It's something to strive towards. There was a student here who learned a number of years, and he really kept growing and advanced, and he moved on from Machon Meir, went to another yeshiva and kept learning. And then one time he came and after years of having a very nice relationship, so he said something that was wrong. So I thought, and then I said, okay, I have to apologize to you. So he said, what's the problem? I said, technically, if our relationship was the way it should be, I should give you a smack across the face. But we're not where we should be. I'm not on the level to do it, and you're not on the level to receive it, so I'm not going to do it. But I apologize, because technically, educationally, that's what should happen right now. I'm not going to do it. There is an element where a relationship is supposed to have respect to a point where a person really has a tremendous respect of someone who teaches them Torah. But it's not so easy for us on every level. I'm saying it's not easy for our generation to develop that kind of respect, and maybe it's a weakness on both sides, not only on the student side, but also on the teacher side. You know, once upon a time, when an educator, you wouldn't see him on a cell phone, you wouldn't see him not dressed respectfully. I'm saying there was a certain respect, a dignity that people carried themselves with. You know, you wouldn't see a rabbi without his jacket, without his long black jacket in the heat of summer. You'd rarely see him without his hat. And it wasn't just external, it was a real dignity that people had. So maybe then it was easier to have that type of respect. And also people were greater. I'm saying there's also an objective greatness to people. But coming back to here, it doesn't matter. It's still a trait we should try to develop. Mora Rabach, an awe of the teacher. V'skir kavod b'talmid u'v'chaver. With regard to a student or a friend, we speak about honor. You don't owe them any awe. So, if we do the math, what the Mishnah say? Honor your student, and you should like it like the honor of your friend. Honor your friend, and that should be like the awe of your teacher. Your awe of your teacher should be like the awe of heaven. So, if student equals friend, and friend equals teacher, and teacher equals Shemayim, so then student equals Shemayim, right? You just equated every part of the relationship. You said, but the difference is that it didn't say honor your student like your friend. It said cherish honoring your student like your friend. The approach to it should be, it's something valuable in my eyes. It's one thing to say, oh, I owe a student such and such an honor. Okay, I'll give it to them. It's another thing to say, I cherish it. It's an important part of how I view the student. So, kvot al-midcha, the honor of a student, should be cherished like the awe of heaven. The awe of heaven you owe, you don't have a choice. Cherish your student's honor as well. And don't allow one to be gone the same way you wouldn't allow another one to be gone. Sometimes a person thinks, what's the big deal if I don't honor my student? Not so. The Mishnah equated this whole deal at the end of the day to tell us don't you shouldn't forgo it. Just like you can't forgo honoring heaven, don't forgo honoring your student. Shekulam tala ze el ze. The Mishnah purposely connected each one of the four components. V'im ken arba'atam b'madrega achatim hakavod lefi kvodam amran lefi mora'am.
So in that sense, the Mishnah equated them, even though each one is on a different level. But the Mishnah equated as far as your responsibility to ensure that they happen. To my mind, this is key in education. If you don't honor someone, I don't know if you could teach them. If you look down at someone, I don't know if you could teach them. I don't know if any of us could learn by someone who we felt looked down at us. And the same is true with friendship. And sometimes that doesn't mean we're unaware of a person's weaknesses. It's a question of what part of their personality we focus on. And, of course we all know that different people have different weaknesses, including our best friend. But if I can focus on the rest of the person or the more encompassing person, so then I can connect to the person. And that's an important tool. Sometimes we have a hard time overlooking someone's weakness. Okay, that's the Mishnah says, cherish your friend's honor, your student's honor, your teacher's honor, etc. It's an attitude.